Blog Talk Radio.
Awakened Living is a 21st century movement for people who consider themselves spiritual but not religious, who have a deep hunger for connected community and a divine impulse for personal and global transformation. Our mission is to encourage and inspire the awakening of human consciousness.
Good morning. Welcome to Awakened Living Radio. My name is TJ Woodward. I am the host of your show. I am delighted that you have chosen to be with me right here, right now. What we're going to be talking about today on the show is how language and the words we choose affect our awakening process. And I'm really delighted to be in this conversation. But before we get into the conversation, I want to speak some words of gratitude, because why not? You know, I've been sitting with the role of gratitude and how powerful, what a powerful tool gratitude is in our life. I remember early in my life, and this is a great segue into our conversation, but early in my life, I had a very fixed idea of good and bad and right and wrong. And at one point, I picked up the spiritual tool of infusing gratitude into every situation, including those things that I viewed as negative in my life. And it had a profound effect on me and my spiritual awakening. So I want to begin by speaking some gratitude before we even move into our conversation today. I am incredibly grateful for all the attention my book, Conscious Being, has been getting in the media over the last week. I have been blessed with speaking on 5 different radio shows, talking about consciousness, talking about conscious evolution, the awakening process, opening our heart into a new way of being and seeing. To listen to all of those shows, you can visit my website, tjwoodward.com, and on the main page, there are links to the different radio programs. And I'm struck with how much profound work people are doing on the planet right now toward this awakening. We have entered, we have firmly entered in this new paradigm of spiritual awakening or of conscious evolution. And what I mean by that is so many of us now have dedicated our lives and really made a commitment to our own awakening process. And we recognize now that that is what is wanted and needed in order for us to create peace on the planet, peace in our own lives, and a life more deeply connected to our essential nature. I was asked the question in our radio show last night, what the impact of my work and the impact of the book Conscious Being might have on someone's life. And as I reflected on that, what came to me first is a life with less worry, less stress, and less disconnection, and moving into an awareness of our essential nature, which is wholeness and perfection. More love, more connection, the ability to witness life rather than being tossed around, or, you know, my analogy for my life before is a pinball machine just being bounced around by all these external circumstances. I really believed I wouldn't have used the word victim, but I really did believe I was a victim of my circumstances, and that life was happening to me, and it didn't occur to me, or I had no way of knowing that it was really a life lived from the inside out. So as we awaken, as we enter this new paradigm, my invitation is for each of us now to do whatever work is necessary for us to address, to explore, to dismantle, and let go of those old ideas and beliefs that have kept us playing small in the world. And what I mean by playing small in the world, I don't mean playing large in the world from an egoic place. What I mean is, as we awaken, we recognize that we are one with all beings and that we are absolutely one with Source, the creative Source. And that is a profound shift. And I see it happening so beautifully on the planet right now. And I want to just take a moment to thank each of you who are listening to this show and each of us who have made the commitment to do our own inner transformation. And that really is what's wanted and needed right now. We are no longer externally focusing. In other words, we're not trying to change our life from the outside in, but many of us have now dedicated ourselves to recognizing that life lived from the inside out does evolve consciousness in such a powerful way. And that is what brings lasting peace, love, and joy to our lives and to the lives of our friends and family and ultimately to the entire world. So that was a little bit of a long intro into our topic, but I just felt so called to speak to a few of those things. In my book, Conscious Being, there's one section in the first chapter called Watch Your Language. And I want to thank Reverend Paul Hasselbeck, one of my teachers at Unity Institute, who actually, I first heard the term Watch Your Language, and I just really appreciate him because he was one of the first people that gave me the awareness of how powerful and important the language we use is in our lives. And so I want to read just a small section of my book, Conscious Being, from the section called Watch Your Language. There are some words in the English language that, when used, immediately take us out of an awakened state or prevent us from finding it in the first place. I have found the following practice to be helpful. Make a list of 5 to 10 words that do not support your awakened state or that seem to separate you from your own consciousness. Make a commitment to become aware of using these words and eliminate them from your vocabulary. The intention of this practice is to stop using them altogether. I have attended workshops where it is suggested that you wear a rubber band on your wrist and flick it when you hear yourself saying those words. Personally, I suggest a softer, gentler approach. Use a heightened level of awareness to recognize these words and the effect on you these words have and on your world. My current chosen words are should, must, good, bad, right, and wrong. When you use words like these, believing them to be true, the result is black and white thinking. We create a world divided into rigid compartments, excluding parts of the whole, and it is always possible to find replacement words that support your spiritual awakening and support a more loving way of being in the world. These words can help you live the life you want. In other words, I find a way to recognize all of those words that I have used unconsciously that create separation and lack and fear. And I invite you to choose a few words. And for me, as I mentioned in the reading from the book, right and wrong and good and bad are four that are so important to me because I lived a life that was filled with so much judgment. And I actually did not know it was judgment. I had no recognition of what that was. And what I mean by judgment is I had an idea of judgment being that I was really speaking ill of someone or really putting someone down, but I've come to understand that the mind, which I use synonymously with ego, is always creating a perspective or a viewpoint, and all viewpoints are limited. And what I mean by that is when I judge something as good or bad, the automatic response is I want to bring more what I call good into my life and remove what I call bad. Now, that may be a fine way of living on one plane of existence, but what I'm inviting us to be with is the idea that there is a greater reality beyond that. And that greater reality is an absolute connection with oneness. And, you know, often we talk about these concepts, we talk about these ideas, and I am often asked the question, I'm asked a couple of questions. One question is, why would we do this? What's the point of this? And the other question is, how do we do it? And so I want to kind of address both of those. I want to start with the why. In some ways, I think the why is obvious, but also I'm called at this moment to speak to it because for myself, when I was living what I call an unawakened life, I had no awareness of this. For many of you, this is going to be quite a simple reminder. For others, this may be a new concept. But when I use those words that separate, I find myself clinging and striving for what I call good. And one thing I want to point out is how many of us have looked back in our lives and what we thought was bad or negative turned out to be one of the most transformative and powerful experiences of our lives. So even in that way, what I'm calling bad may actually be what I might call good. And the reason this is important is that, you know, the Native Americans have a phrase that says something like, nature is neither for nor against. And so when I live in a world where I can witness the movement of my life rather than clinging or attaching to outcomes, you know, in the Buddhist tradition, we talk about enlightenment or liberation being free of clinging. And that's clinging to either wanting to create something that we call good or remove something that we call bad. It is possible to live a life free of that, free of what I used to call the human experience. Because, see, often when we talk about these concepts, we will hear people say, is it even possible? Aren't we human? And my answer to that is, yes, we are human, but what it means to be a human is what is changing in my own awareness. What if our human self and our divine self were actually one and the same? What if our essential nature is actually wholeness and perfection, and we came into this world as spiritual beings and we incarnated here into this human experience, and for whatever reason, we are taught all these ideas of lack and separation and fear? I think on one level it's primal. If we think of what it was like to be a human when we lived in caves, we were afraid to walk out of that cave because we could be eaten. Now, most of us, and I'll say most because I know there are parts of the world where that type of fear still exists on a daily basis. We could even say that in our country, there is some level of that type of fear in reality. But what I'm inviting is that most of us are no longer in that kind of danger, yet we've constructed egos that want us to believe that's still true. So we're lived in this egoic way of fight or flight. What I'm inviting is that we are actually wholeness and perfection, that we are love itself. And that as we dismantle and let go of the ideas that we've gathered along the way, we return to this. So that is perhaps the most human experience of all. And then the how. The how is the other question. How do we do this? And in my own practice, and I want to focus on watch your language because that's what I'm talking about today, I began to make a list of those words and really have a heightened awareness of when I'm using them and notice how I feel when I'm saying these words and when I'm hearing these words. And so I invite you to make a list of your own words and really play with the idea of replacing those words with words that bring more connection and more happiness in your life. So I am, in closing, I just want to say again how grateful I am to all the listeners, how grateful I am to the attention that my book is getting. There's an incredible review of the book that is written in this month's issue of Common Ground magazine, and I'm just so grateful to Reverend John Steadman for writing such a beautiful review of my book. It is my clear intention to be a catalyst for the awakening that's happening at this time on the planet, and I am so delighted that you've chosen to listen in, and I'd be delighted to work with you. I serve as an awakening coach, and what that means is I meet with clients individually, either on FaceTime or in person, to assist with this, accelerating this awakening process of letting go of the old stories, of addressing those core false beliefs that no longer serve us. So thank you so much for listening. I'm delighted that you've chosen to be with me today. Please look me up at tjwoodward.com and join me. Join us at Awakened Living for an upcoming event. You can find us online at awakenedlivingsf.org. Thank you so much.